$50,000 reward offered for man who allegedly fired on federal agents at marijuana farm in California. By Bob Price on July 11, 2025. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California announced a $50,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of a man who they say fired at federal law enforcement officers near Camarillo, California, this week. Videos captured by a news helicopter's crew show the man appearing to draw a handgun and fire at federal authorities. U.S. Attorney Bill S. Ailey posted the announcement on social media, saying, FBI has issued a $50,000 award for information leading to the conviction of an unknown subject who appeared to fire a pistol at federal law enforcement officers near Camarillo. The shooting occurred on July 10, 2025 at approximately 2:26 p.m. on Laguna Road between Wood Road and Las Posas Road. FBI has issued a $50,000 award for information leading to the conviction of an unknown subject who appeared to fire a pistol at federal law enforcement officers near Camarillo. The shooting occurred on July 10, 2025 at approximately 2:26 p.m. on Laguna Road between Wood Road and Las Posas RD. pic.twitter.com/xg94stcover. U.S. Attorney Bill S. Ailey, at USAT S. Ailey, July 11, 2025. An ABC 7 News helicopter air crew captured video of the unknown assailant fleeing from law enforcement. He appears to pull a handgun and fire it multiple times in the direction of the police. A protester was seen apparently firing some kind of weapon at federal agents during the immigration raid at a farm near Camarillo on Thursday. It's unknown if anyone was injured in the chaos. pic.twitter.com/p4yz3qkhnm. ABC 7 Eyewitness News, at ABC 7, July 10, 2025. According to ABC 7 Eyewitness News, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents carried out a workplace enforcement operation at the Glasshouse Farms facility near Camarillo. Border Patrol agents served a warrant on what is described as the world's largest cannabis growing operation. ICE agents and National Guard soldiers participated in the operation. A group of protesters assembled at the facility and began facing off with the law enforcement agents. After agents deployed tear gas canisters, protesters began throwing rocks. The confrontation escalated when the unknown man pulled the pistol and began firing. It is not clear where the man went after the shots were fired. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Michael Banks wrote on X that violence against law enforcement will not be tolerated. Violence against law enforcement will not be tolerated. There will be serious consequences. Chief Michael W. Banks, at U.S. BeepChief, July 11, 2025. There will be serious consequences, Banks stated. California Governor Gavin Newsom complained about the immigration raid on the cannabis farm, Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported. The protest came after law enforcement reportedly found migrant children, including unaccompanied minors, working in the fields. CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott tweeted the news that agents found 10 juvenile illegal aliens at the marijuana farm. These included 8 unaccompanied minors. It is not clear if these children are part of the 300,000 unaccompanied minors who went missing during the Biden border crisis of the past 4 years. Here's some breaking news: 10 juveniles were found at this marijuana facility. All illegal aliens, 8 of them unaccompanied. It's now under investigation for child labor violations. This is Newsom's California. CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott, at Commissioner, July 11, 2025. This is Newsom's California, the CBP commissioner said. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.